Three Senate Republicans who voted for $1.2 trillion infrastructure hoax of GOP opponents in 2022. By Wendell Hussebo on August 13, 2021. Three Senate Republicans who voted for $1.2 trillion infrastructure hoax have Republican primary opponents in 2022. The opposition comes during a time when the three Reno senators voted for the so-called infrastructure bill, authorizing the Democrats' two-track scheme of passing the $3.5 trillion Trojan horse reconciliation package, which is full of far-left items, such as expanding Medicare, amnesty, global warming initiatives, and subsidized racial equity and environmental justice initiatives. 1. Lisa Murkowski's, R.A.K., opponent. Murkowski's has drawn opponent Kelly Chibica. Endorsed by former President Trump, she is off to a hot start by leading Murkowski in spring polling by double digits. In her first TV ad, she stated that insiders don't like me because I spent my career exposing taxpayer fraud and abuse. That's okay. I'm not running for them. I'm running for you. Chibica on Breitbart News Saturday said she is experiencing a large grassroots groundswell against Murkowski and that people who formerly supported Lisa Murkowski, formerly worked on her campaign, they're all defecting and lining up behind her campaign because they understand Lisa Murkowski represents the D.C. elite, the D.C. insiders, and the Biden administration. Indeed, Murkowski, who called the infrastructure legislation a truly historic investment in our country and state, won billions of dollars of favors from the American taxpayer that she bragged about on her website. 2. Mike Crapo's, R.I.D., opponent. Crapo, who has been in office since the 1999, has an opponent named Jeremy Gilbert. According to Ballotpedia.com, Gilbert was born in New Jersey and graduated from Temple University in 2009 and Pennsylvania State University in 2017. From 2005 to 2017, he served in the military with the rank of infantry officer and cavalry scout. His civilian career includes working as director of operations at Ramon Law, facility manager at U.S. Bank, director of workplace solutions, and workplace services manager at the Heritage Foundation. Gilbert has been critical of the massive infrastructure bill and the Trojan horse reconciliation package. When it comes to D.C. politicians, it's never too much money, he tweeted. Crapo dubbed the spending spree a bipartisan investment and received billions funding for projects in his state. Gilbert has also pounded Crapo hiding from his constituents, unable to face the unpopularity of the massive inflation that Crapo's spending will enhance. 3. Chuck Grassley's, R.Y.A., opponent. Iowa State Senator Jim Carlin, who announced his campaign early this year, is challenging Grassley. Carlin has cast himself as an ally of former Republican President Donald Trump and blamed the political class for failing to investigate and hold hearings when millions of Americans had doubt about the legitimate winner of an election. People we relied on to tell us the truth let us down by not seeking the truth, continued. Right now, we face mammoth challenges from China, the disintegration of families, the decline of rural Iowa and the threat to free speech from big tech monopolies, he said in his first campaign speech. I see some of these things as an assault on our freedom. Carlin's challenge of Grassley comes as Grassley complained the infrastructure bill isn't perfect and that nobody got everything they wanted, while plastering on his website the benefits he won. John Hoeven, R.N.D. It should be noted that Senator John Hoeven, R.N.D., also voted for the infrastructure deal but has yet to receive any GOP challenger. Hoeven claimed the legislation would make it harder for Democrats to pass their $3.5 trillion tax and spend bill, and posted the massive expenditures on his website that he extracted from Joe Biden in exchange for his yes vote. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo.